Hello everyone, you welcome to another episode of This and That. This and That is a podcast that promises to talk about everything that regards to humans. My name is Samuel and I'm always excited to present to you another episode. So on today's episode, we continue with our series on relationship. As I said in the previous episode, this year is a year of relationships. So hang on while we go get our relationships right. So as I said in the first episode, this year is my year of relationship and I would really want you to come on this journey with me. So today we are continuing our series on relationship. So we're going to continue with another blog today. And today we are reading from Cosmo.ph. We are reading from that blog. And I have a write-up here written by Holly Eagleson on July 12th, 2011. This is the title. Cosmo's top 50 relationship rules. Wow, 50, yes. Cosmo's top 50 relationship rules. So we're going to take it bit by bit, maybe episode by episode. So it is classified in four stages. So for the next four episodes, we're going to look at these 50 relationship rules. If I read and I agree with, I would say I agree and maybe explain a little bit. If I don't agree, I'll just be like, maybe I don't agree or I don't understand what she means. So figuring out how a relationship works in itself, like, it comes in stages very much. Like, it boils down to trial and error, especially when you're young and adventurous. Like, it's like more of a trial and error stuff, so it's not easy. It's like you go beyond the usual advice. It's like you want to explore. So let's start with the blog. So the first stage stated here is falling in lust. Why would that even be your first stage? Like, to begin off with, why would falling in lust be your first stage of a relationship? Like, oh, Cosmos, really? So the first stage is falling in lust. So let me see the first point. The first point she has here is, don't sleep with a guy on the first date if you want the best shot at some kind of future with him. Yes, plenty of relationships do start that way, but you risk being put in the one-time fling category. So first of all, I disagree with the fact that she's starting a write-up with falling in lust. Why would you start a write-up with falling in lust? Like, oh. But that notwithstanding, her point, don't sleep with a guy on the first date. Okay, don't sleep with a guy on the first date. Yes, you shouldn't. Like, it's not advisable. It's not done. Don't even sleep with someone you're not married to yet. You're not ready for this conversation. It's allowed. And her reason is that you risk being put in a one-time fling category. I agree 100%. It's like, it kind of looks like that is the only thing you have to offer, although that may not be the only thing you have to offer, but it still boils down to the kind of person you're with. So some relationships start that way and end well, but it is not very much advisable. So I kind of agree with the first point, kind of a little bit, kind of agree. Her second point states, never pretend to be into a guy's hobbies. Your true colors will come out. So let me just interchange the guys to someone. So if you want to be in a relationship with someone, being a friend, business, whatever, don't pretend to be into the person's hobbies. Your true colors will come out. It is very true. It's like, humans are very good when it comes to pretense. We can pretend, we can, you know, act along. But with time, you know, your true colors, what I call yourself, comes out. It's like, you can't fake forever. It's like, you can't always be pretending out here that you like this. No, it is. So you can't pretend. Although you can, like, adapt, you can try to, you know, reason with them or be like them, but you can't pretend to like 100%, especially from the onset. Assume I tell you, oh, I like music, and you're not very much a music person, you don't really like music. Yes, I've met people like that who don't like music. So assume you don't like music, but because you want to be in some kind of relationship with me, and you tell me, oh, you like music, it means that our conversation is going to go another step, because I'll now have to start asking questions. What type of music do you like? Who is your favorite act? Okay, do you know about this person? Have you heard this music? With time, when the pressure starts coming, you just fold. You just come to the realization that it is not even my thing. Like, you know, I was just lying. Music is not really my thing. It's like you telling me you can speak a particular language. It's like you telling me you can speak a particular language. And I'm like, oh, wow, really? And then first phrase, second phrase, you're good to go. When the complicated stuff start pushing in, you just fold like that. So you can't pretend you like someone's hobbies. I agree 100% with that. So the third point, I don't get why she wrote all her... Okay, it's a lady, so it is cool she's being biased, but like, for the purpose of the podcast, I won't be biased. So the third point states that when a guy tells you he isn't looking for a commitment, repeat it to a friend or write it down. That forces you to accept that he means it and he does it. When a guy tells you he isn't looking for a commitment, repeat it to a friend or write it down. That forces you to accept that he means it and he does. Okay, so it's true. All she wants to say is when what you are expecting from a relationship differ from the person you're in a relationship with, you can't really force it out because that is what the person is looking for. The person is looking for A, B, and you may be looking for A, B, C, D. So the best way to deal with that is normally by communities. Like you have people around you that you tell them, I was looking out for this stuff, but then it's not really what the person is looking out for. When you tell more people, it's not more people as in more people, like people you trust in your circle. When you tell them, they always keep reminding you, like they'll just keep reminding you. You just have to write it down. You would now talk to yourself that, okay, I'm expecting too much. I'm expecting too much. And with time, it's either your expectation will just come to what the person is also looking for, or the person's expectation will kind of like rise to a little bit of yours, or the relationship will just have to part ways because you're not on the same wavelength. Yeah, so I agree with that. You should look for the same wavelength when it comes to relationships. Sometimes from the onset, it won't be on the same scale, but with time, I believe it does. So I kind of agree with that. So four, her fourth point is that enjoy the moment when you are on date. That means no discussing of future with him or worrying if he's the one by date four. For the first month or so, your only job is to have fun. Ooh, I think I don't agree. So yes, you're supposed to enjoy your date. You're supposed to have fun when you go out. Yeah, but like, if you are not going to discuss future with your relationships, then I think it's not going anywhere. So if I have a business relationship with you and we meet to talk and we're not talking about the future of our business relationship and I'm only there to have fun, it looks like there's this deficit in your life. It's like you don't really, you're bored and you just want someone to have fun with. But when it comes to relationship, when you get it right, you get life right. So if you're having fun, like it's like you're not very serious, it's like you're just wilding out, chilling, it looks like your life, sorry, but then that is how it looks like. So I don't agree entirely because yes, you're supposed to have fun on dates, but ask questions, especially when you have an expectation for the relationship. Ask questions, you get to like ask questions, or maybe just study the realms on which your other partner is speaking so that you know that, okay, I think we're on the same wavelength or something. So I don't entirely agree to point four. Yes, her fifth point is, she says focus on your own pleasure in bed. If you're too busy showing off your skills, you'd forget to enjoy yourself and rob him of the skill of driving you wild. I'm not talking about 0.5. Maybe some other time. I'm not talking about it. Did he hear what I read? I hope he didn't. Point 6. She writes, listen to what his friends and family say about him. This right here is very true. Like, very, very true. Pay attention. It's like, listen to what his friends and family say about him. Sometimes it's like, people are like, oh, don't mind them. What they are saying is not very true. But believe you me, listen. Especially to friends and family. Because you are most often your authentic self, either with your family or with your friends. So when someone you're in a relationship with says something and their friends and family say something that is contrasting, you may have to look at it again, honestly. Especially when you are in a committed relationship, a relationship that you really want to go somewhere, a relationship that you wanted to, like, you know, climb higher, or you have some kind of expectation to it, you would want to have to listen. It's not that the moment you listen to them, you make a decision or something. No. But just listen. You have to pay attention. Don't ignore all the stuff that the people around your person tells you. Otherwise, you'd regret. Because these are people who have lived with whoever person you are talking about over time. So they know what they are talking about. You get it? They know what they are talking about. It may be true or false, but just pay attention. Don't ignore it. Or, you know, don't just ignore it like that. Point 7. Sit or stand side by side with your man while doing things together. I wouldn't want to talk about this, but then I understand it's like, always be there for him or her. Like, always be there. When you want relationships to work, be there. Be present. Ever present. Be present in your, as and when you can. Just be present. I don't even know the word I wanted to use, but just be present. Okay. So, point 8. This is a last but one point in the first category. The first category that is falling in last. So, point 8. It says, spend equal, if not more, time with your friends. So, what she's trying to mean here is that when you enter some kind of relationship, don't ignore or don't just leave out your first inner circle or your inner. I think I would have to do an episode on inner circles. Don't ignore your inner circle. It's like normally what we are conditioned to do is that when you get new people, you most often seem to ignore or just bandwagon the old people you have. But don't forget the people you meet when climbing up are the same people you meet when coming down. So don't ignore. So you have to either spend equal times with everyone, or you just, you know, kind of just have your priority list right. The last one says keep your opinions open for at least 3 months each. So when you want a relationship to work, especially when it's exclusive, always have open opinions. It's like your opinions shouldn't be so my way. It should be open to learn, and I agree with that. It's like, your no matter how long or short the relationship has lasted, please, your opinion shouldn't be forcing someone to do anything. Just always keep it open. So that brings us to the end of today's episode, Cosmos 50 Rules or Laws of Relationship. We're done with the first stage. That is the first 9 of it. Thank you for listening. I really hope you enjoyed it. I had fun doing this. So we'll continue in episode 2. Episode 2 says going to the next level. So that is going to be episode 3 of this podcast, but episode 2 of Cosmos Relationship. So have fun and have a nice day. Bye.